Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping business people make a big splash in Metro Atlanta by giving them world-class recognition. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five important things you need to know when it comes to advertising. My guest today has been an advertising and marketing professional for more than 20 years. Prior to founding Quality Media Consulting Group, she was a senior account manager for CBS Radio, WVEE, the big station, and WAOK in Atlanta. Our guest has also held career positions with some of America's leading media giants such as Cox Radio, WSB, CNN, to name a few. She is also very active in many of Metro Atlanta's most respected professional organizations. We are pleased to have on the phone today a woman who is truly an expert at developing multimedia marketing and advertising campaigns that work. Ms. Lori Manns, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Sparkplug.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about advertising?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get right into it because we know you are extremely busy, okay?
Okay.
Why should any company or business advertise?
Well, it's interesting that you would start with that question because in this distressed economy, most businesses really want to know the answer to that because as a lot of companies downsize and lay off employees, when they begin looking for other areas to cut, it's so easy to cut the advertising budget because the train of thought is, well, we can't afford to advertise anymore. So when I hear that, my response is, well, you can't afford not to advertise. Because research shows companies that maintain their advertising throughout a recession are poised to reap the benefits over the competitors who do not advertise, especially once the market recovers. So it's probably hard to believe, but I have a few case studies I can show to further illustrate what I'm talking about. From 1989 to 1991, the country experienced a recession just like we're in now. And according to research formulated by MarketSense, during this time, Jif Peanut Butter and Kraft Salad increased their ad spending and saw sales growth of 57% and 70% respectively. In addition, Coors Light and Bud Light have been ahead of their category and saw sales jump 15% and 16% respectively, especially when the overall spending had dropped in their category of over 1%. So with that in mind, my advice would be to say, you know what, slightly increase your advertising in order to get the edge over your competition. But if you're not in a position to do that, try to maintain your spending levels if at all possible. And of course, for small business, I understand it may be prudent to cut back your advertising, but you definitely can't afford to cut it out completely because first and foremost, advertising is the promotion of a company's products or services. And when you promote your company's products or services, that's essentially to drive sales, nothing other than to drive sales. But the other aspect of advertising that's so crucial is you've got to build brand equity and brand identity and then communicate any changes to the new products or services that you have. So basically, if you want to advertise and you feel like it's important for your business, which it definitely is, it's for company profitability and it's to improve your bottom line. That's the main reason why any company should advertise.
Ms. Manns, tell our listeners, what are some of the different types of advertising?
Well, there's several different types of advertising, and the first couple of ways that I'll mention are more traditional. And you have, first of all, print advertising, which is newspapers, magazines, brochures, flyers, and direct mail. Then you have outdoor advertising, which is billboards, kiosks, trade shows, and events. And then there's broadcast advertising, of course, which is television, radio, and the internet. And your less traditional forms of advertising would include covert advertising, and in layman's terms, that would be product placement. And I'll expand a little bit on that one because people may not be as familiar. It's basically when you see a product or service used in motion pictures or on television and sitcoms. And I'll give you an example. Cadillac cars in the movie Matrix Reloaded, when you saw those Cadillac cars, that's a form of advertising. It's very subtle, and it's that company putting their product in that movie to send a subtle message to the audience. And also with television, the use of a box of Wheaties cereal, for example, on The Cosby Show, or any product that you see in a movie or a television show that's subtly placed there for your exposure. And then you have surrogate advertising, which is advertising indirectly, and this is in cases where companies are banned or limited by law in their forms of advertising. For instance, cigarette or alcohol companies may come up with several other products with the same brand name to subtly remind people of their product. And a good example of that would be Foster's and Kingfisher beer brands, which do use surrogate ads. And then you have public service advertising, which is socially relevant messaging, poverty messaging, religious or civic events, nonprofit 501c3 organizations. All of those types of outlets are for anything that's public service that is going to benefit the public if everyone is aware of it. So basically, for example, a rally on AIDS awareness would constitute as a public service advertisement. Then finally, you have celebrity advertising. And this, of course, is when a famous person is asked to be a spokesperson for your product or service. And today, there are a growing number of companies that bank on the power and influence of celebrity advertising. And in most cases, the celebrity lends instant credibility, and they also influence the target customer in a way that's definitely going to bank for the company that's using them and increase their profitability. And I'll give a few examples for that. The women could relate to Beyonce for L'Oreal, Queen Latifah for CoverGirl, and the guys could relate to Charles Barkley and Dwayne Wade for Verizon and Ashton Kutcher for Nikon cameras. So these types of celebrity endorsements are huge in this day and age, and the companies always see huge profit margins as a result of these types of celebrity partnerships.
Ms. Maines, is there a difference between having an advertising plan and an advertising strategy? If so, please explain.
Well, that's a great question, Sparkplug, and yes, there definitely is a difference. It's like this. If you're trying to get from point A to point B, you need a plan and a strategy. For example, if I'm trying to drive to Savannah, that's my plan. But I've got to formulate a strategy on how I'm going to get there. So it's either going to be by car, by plane, by train, whatever my method is, I've got to have a strategy. Then when I map out my route, that's it. That's my strategy. So basically, the advertising plan is going to consist of your goal. For example, your goal could be to increase sales by 30% in your store and let everybody know that you're having a July 4th sale with everything half off. Well, the advertising strategy must include the execution of that plan. And so if you want to inform your prospective customers about your sale, you've got to figure out your how element, and you've got to get that message across in utilizing the how. And then you put together an effective campaign relaying that pertinent information to your target audience, utilizing a creative ad effectively to communicate your message. So you've got to probably combine some media mix to your strategy, and that could be flyers, TV, radio, and internet, and you may even throw in a celebrity endorsement. But whatever method you choose, you've got to have a strong strategy. So the advertising plan and the advertising strategy are different, but they function in partnership because you can't have one effectively without the other.
So I like that. Very well put. An advertising plan is the goal, and an advertising strategy is how you plan to get to that goal.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, what is the best keyword or phrase to use in advertising to get attention?
A lot of people might differ on this answer, but I believe the best word is always going to be free. Anything that is going to instantly grab attention is going to be the word free. And it always makes customers curious to find out more because most people think, well, there's got to be a catch. And sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't. But it definitely is going to grab attention. But if you're limited on what you can offer for free, then there are other advertising techniques you can use. For example, if you just give a special offer, that's nothing more than good old-fashioned bribery. Think about it. If you offer a buy one, get one, or buy one, get one half off, you're really giving the customer an incentive to spend more. They may come into your store and say, well, I want to buy a blue suit. Well, when they get there and they find out if they buy one suit, they get half off the other one. Essentially, you've communicated to them if they spend more money, they'll get a saving. So that's a great advertising technique.
Well, before we run out of time, tell our listeners what is the most important element in effective advertising.
I'll tell you, it's called the appeal or the call to action. That's the most important element that you could have in your advertising campaign, because I like to call it the wow factor or the special sauce, because people are looking for something that's going to give them an incentive to spend or do business with you. In today's marketplace, we're all so spoiled and we want everything now. We want it to be convenient and we want people to really give us a great discount or just give us a very excellent way to spend money or a reason to spend money with them. So most importantly, you've got to have a great appeal or a call to action for your quality product or your service. So the key for any company or business is to offer their target audience something unique that's going to knock their socks off. But most importantly, it's got to influence the target customer to take action now. So the wow factor for me equals activation. And for really any business, the wow factor is going to equal activation. Give people a reason to spend now and a reason to do business with you now. And another secret is, if you can keep it sweet and simple, I call it the KISS test, you're bound to get activation and you're bound to have great success.
And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
QualityMediaConsultants.com. And our phone number is 404-432-0444.
Ms. Lori Manns, President and Founder of Quality Media Consulting Group, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals, like Ms. Lori Manns. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-rate job. If you'd like more information about our guest today, Ms. Lori Manns, or Quality Media Consulting Group, visit their website at qualitymediaconsultants.com or give them a call so they can help you develop a strategic advertising campaign customized to fit your needs. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.